Our final week in John 6. 6 weeks we've been reading this chapter. And it feels good to finish it. Believe me. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes. Well, maybe. Do you ever find yourself there? Come on, true confession time. Is it hard making your mind up sometimes? What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want? I don't care. Anything's fine. Well, how about this? No, that doesn't sound good. Anything else but that. Does that sound familiar? It's our discussion every night about dinner time or lunch or any other meal that we're trying to have together. We spend more time on Sundays after church trying to decide where to go for lunch than we do any other decision that day, except maybe what to have for dinner. But the scripture that we deal with today isn't about making a simple decision. So is it any wonder that some of the disciples were having a very difficult time? I mean, they've put a lot of faith in following Jesus, leaving their families, their careers, to follow this guy around. They've spent a lot of time. Their reputation is on the line. So I think it was probably pretty natural that they would be questioning just a little what is going on. Especially all this talk about the bread of life and eating flesh and blood. So here we are, and Jesus is saying, do you want to follow me or not? It's your choice. If not, it's okay. If so, then let's do this. Let's get on with it. Can any of us honestly say that we haven't at one time or another, or more likely many times, say that we haven't doubted Christ? Even that we still do at times. When bad things happen, when we hear people say, oh, that's God's will. When children get sick, when anyone gets sick, when jobs are lost or problems occur or money problems happen, when problems happen in the church or people are hurt by the church, is it any wonder that at times we question? It is the human thing to do, to question our faith and who we put our faith in. Didn't Jesus say to Thomas, if you were here and you see and feel the nail holes, how strong would those have to be that can't see and can't feel, and yet they still believe? Even Jesus, especially Jesus, knew it wasn't an easy thing to understand and to follow him. Following him took some real thinking and going back and forth and some real faith. I'm under the belief that we make that decision every day, every moment of every day. We decide in every action we take, in every thought we have, in every word that we speak, we decide, am I following or am I going the other way? Archbishop Oscar Romero from San Salvador was a man who many theologians believed followed liberation theology. Prior to being named Archbishop, many saw him as a conservative who didn't care really for the needy. But once he was named Archbishop, they saw a real change in him. And he became a strong voice for social justice. He didn't see himself as a follower of liberation theology, but he strongly believed in standing up for those in need. And he admittedly went through times when he changed his responses, where his faith took a lot more than he ever expected. I want you to watch a short video taken from a movie called Romero that is about his life. I want you to just watch a few moments of it. When I read the scripture again this year, I quickly thought about this clip. What a difficult decision to walk into that church the first time. Even harder the second. And to walk in there even a third time must have felt like certain death. Admittedly, the decision to walk into the church the second time was not the first thought he had. The first thought he had was to leave, to go. I've done, I've tried. But he went in and he retrieved a part of what he needed to and was forcibly removed again. And he got a little further down the road when it became clear, I have to take the church back. I can't help but look back at times when I took the easy road and I walked away from difficult times rather than being Jesus in the here and now. What a great expression that was that he used. You are Jesus in the here and now. How many times have I walked past someone in need and thought, what can I do? I don't have the resources. There are so many others who have more ability to help than I do. How often have I let things be said or not said about important things, and rather than be Jesus in the here and now, I've held my tongue and let the moments pass? How often have I seen someone in pain, and because I didn't know what to say or do, I just said nothing, rather than just be Jesus in the here and now? The beauty of the scripture today is the fact that we get the opportunity to make that decision over and over again. It's not a one-time thing that goes away if we make the wrong decision. Our God is a loving, forgiving, open God that says, "Nothing can separate me from you." If I make the wrong decision today, tomorrow, he's waiting for me to be with him again. Nothing can separate me from the Christ who was the sacrifice for me. Goodness knows the disciples who stayed with Jesus that day didn't make perfect decisions from that day forward. Remember Peter. Remember Judas. Remember Thomas. They all had their moments when they didn't make the best choice, but Jesus continued to work with and through them to reach this world. I loved an example that Andrew Glazner used a couple of weeks ago when he spoke. And if you weren't here, I suggest you go and listen to the things he and Megan said on youth-led worship. But he talked about working in the Tenderloin of San Francisco and having a job he wasn't excited about, washing dishes and carrying them back up to be filled again and passed out again. And he reminded us that God does exactly the same thing. We come in dirty and messy, and we come to him, and he cleans us off, and he sends us back out again and again and again and again to be used. Aren't we blessed to have a creator who knows we are going to get messy and dirty, but loves us anyway? Aren't we blessed to have a creator who is patient with us and loves us even when our faith is weak? Aren't we blessed to have a place like the church to come together when we feel weak and recharge? so that we can go out into the world and be Christ in the here and now. Aren't we blessed that there are those who step in for us when we're in need? And thank God we can do the same for others. You are Jesus. You are Jesus in the here and now. May you make the decision to say, I will be Jesus right now. Amen and amen.